There we go. Wow. You know, I've got a new phone. I got a phone on order. I don't want to tell the story of the lawnmower and what a terrible job people did. The lawnmower that I bought is in impound. Coy County Sheriff came and got it. The seller gave my tracking information to the wrong person. And so when they said, oh, it ended up in this place, oh, they got mad and this and that. This is, you know, they really screwed up. But I'm not going to get weird about that. I bought a phone from someplace in China. And thinking I wasted money on that too. That it's not actually going to appear. But, you know, I guess it's live and learn. Anybody you think you're saving by doing it through China, there's an even chance that will just get added to the cost of you trying to acquire the thing in the United States from a reputable company. Or, I'm sorry, it's bad to say reputable. A more competent company, because if problems happen, they don't know what you're talking about. For them, the thing got delivered. And I doubt very seriously they have a system to tell me any different. So, you know, the less I think about it, the happier I am, because I get really frustrated and upset because of the loss of, it was $200. And I just threw it down a rat hole. So, anyway. And my little phone here is having some issues. I need it to be a hot spot sometimes, and of course I need to hook up Bluetooth stuff to it, and it's starting to get a little, it's probably got a combo chip. I don't know if it's actually a chip, but it's like a chip. A combination Wi-Fi and Bluetooth chip in it that's starting to go futzy. And so although you could still use it for other things, its best use for me is doing that. So, let it go. Oh, yesterday, my dear Lisa Jane and I went and took my Mitsubishi Mirage to my friend David Smith, and its transmission's gone. And anyway. I'm quite happy. That's hard to say. But we went by and I took Lisa to go see the Sadie Acres I'm looking at. And her knees are really hurting from what was going on. I did a little bit of it. It's called a clear line of sight. There's a clear line of sight between my house and this Ragland property if I get both of my antennas up to 20 meters, which isn't very tall, I think. Wonderful. So that would mean that I could do well, a relatively high speed connection between between the two places. So there's kind of where that comes from. A little chilly out here. Well, I like having a little bit of air. So yeah. My wife Lisa is extremely pragmatic. I love her dearly. I never thought of myself as a wild hare, but I guess I am. So, and well, anyway, so really cool property, but I think it's worthless to Lisa and her needs. Gotten to the point to where she can't even walk, and she's trying so many different things, and none of it helps to ease her pain, and that's very sad. I'm glad. I'm I think I've said it before, but I'm really glad that we were able to go to Scotland and Ireland when we did. And Lisa has those wonderful memories, because I think the time is finally, you know, that it's really not, she's got problems that way. And I always liked the mountains. Lisa doesn't like the mountains. She is very worried about getting snowed in, and she doesn't like that. And well, that makes her feel, you know, I don't know how she feels, except I can't think that she feels very good about any of this. She used to camp out a lot when she was a kid, but it was really kind of a campground, you know, with a whole lot of people by a, I don't know if it was, I think it was a lake, by a lake in Louisiana. And, you know, go off and have fun. But any of the camping that we did since then has been kind of unpleasant, because her mom always used to take care of all the needs, I guess. And when she was stuck in the place of having to do all that, she didn't like it very much. So, I think I think I'm trying to find something as mountain-like and as close to not having problems there as I can try. But this 80 acres, I think, does a fantastic job. There's actually on the U.S. Geographical Survey, this property includes two named things. One of them's called Raglan Hill, and the other one is called Rincon Canyon. And there's that. Truck parked over here on the side of the road here, and this is Weber City. There's nothing here, but yeah, there's a truck there. Nobody's sitting in it. Weber City. So anyway. I just made the turn to go to field. Nice thing is, the sun hasn't yet got over the edge of the horizon, so it's still pleasant. You know, I'm not getting blinded by the sun, and that's nice. I'm grateful for that. Oh, golly! So now I've got to see, given all the radiators and stuff like that, if a line of sight, if I would have a line of sight to I don't have any place in Clovis to actually do line of sight data to. So yeah, there is that. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to try to find out how much tax is paid on that property. That'll be a big thing to say, oh, is that worth it, or is it, that's not good. I think this 80 acres was part of the original town site of Raglan. You know, each thing tends to be 160 acres. Although, to be honest, it's probably not the actual town site of Raglan. It was probably the 160 acres across the road. So neither here or there. I've got a road cutting through it, which means that there is a certain amount of this property that I can't use. So when they say, well, it's worth this much, you go, well, there's a road running through it. And so there's a huge swath of this land that I can't use. It's not useful to me, you know. So anyway, but we'll just see. We'll see how much tax is paid on that property, and that'll probably be pretty. That'll be a big thing, as if I'm going to pursue it at all. Knowing who owns it, that'll make it far more interesting. And I know that the last time I went and looked at properties up there, like I was looking to maybe buy the piece of land that was tied to the old Raglan store. It's a big piece of land. It's quite big. And so, and they had said, oh, that just changed hands. Like, oh, really? It's like, oh, somebody's got interest. But all it was a tower company wanted to put up a tower right there behind the store. And they did. And that's who this new buyer was. They just bought a little slip of land. And the actual land the store is owned by the last person who tried to make the store a going concern. And that hasn't sold ever. So anyway, there's that. I'm not going to be surprised if I go down Rincon Canyon a little bit, or I look around Prospect in there a little bit, that I'm going to run into to a water source. I might be able to find a spring. And if I do find a spring, it'll be, well, let's work on this spring and see what to do. Let's do some research on how to develop the spring so I can have water on this property. Not a ton. I'm not looking to do irrigation or anything crazy stuff like that. Mostly about, I don't know how you want to say it, but yeah, enough water for household use, to take a shower, do things like that. Mostly I'd be pumping it up to a place up high where we do water storage. One of the things you do, the highest ground you have, you put in water storage. And if there was water there, you know, I don't know. Lisa's got such terrible knees, but it might justify putting in a little cabin up there. You know, these little houses that have become such a thing might put a tiny cabin up near the road, the access. I love how they say there's road work, and there's a sign out here, a temporary sign that says road work ahead. It's been out for so long, they've mowed around it. And it's like, you know, where's this road work? Is it just planned? I'm kind of worried about it from the standpoint of if I'm going to have to choose different routes. And I can. I can just go down to Melrose and go across that way. I just like back roads. I'm not a big fan of, you know, even the, there's some roads I go down where they go, there's no traffic there. And then you go, oh no, you know, I go down to US 6084, which runs between Clovis and Fort Sumner. And there's quite a bit of traffic on that road, some trucks too. And, you know, I just don't like it. I like these little roads. I like being off on my own. I like all that. So yeah. So I guess what I'm doing is I'm buying a little piece of land that at 30 miles away feels like I'm in the mountains without being in the mountains, without all the crap that comes with being in the mountains. And so that's kind of how I feel when it comes to that stuff. So yeah, I need to do the taxes on it because I really do think that, not that I'm going to develop it much at all. I just want to quietly do something and then just have people kind of leave me alone. So is it going to be solar? Yeah. Is it going to have water? I hope so. If not, I'm just going to haul it out there. It's not without possibility that I could just haul water to it. And maybe do a composting toilet out there, you know? Just don't let people know you actually exist. Keep your mouth shut. Don't talk to people. Don't let them know what's going on. Don't, you know, have your mail delivered to some P.O. box in town, something like that. Or whatever. I'm going to get to my destination way early. That justifies me leaving early. You know, right now I'm just putting in time. It's very, very sad, very interesting. Anyway. Another big thing. Today is my brother Joe's 60th birthday. He is, he's about 2.5 years older than I am. So, you know, I'm 57, in this coming May of 2025, I'll be 60. I'll be 58. And so I'll be close to being 60. Anyway, what this job had that I have now is, it produces the kind of resources to make stuff happen. And the interesting part is Rincon Canyon is really close to is between work and home for me. So I get to go and make a little stop there anytime I would want to kind of see about it. Yeah. So that's kind of cool. That's got some neat possibilities there. That, you know, this is something that isn't something so off the beaten path that you own it, but you can never use it. Lisa goes to Portales and Clovis for her shopping runs. She doesn't really do business in Tucumcari particularly. And I got to tell you, in that kind of a situation, having a place to live a half hour closer to those places, how is that a bad thing? So at the end of the day, our little house in Tucumcari, we may end up selling that and or renting it out. It might be good just to rent it out and put that money aside for retirement, you know. Put it in a CD, some kind of investment, something. And make kind of a nice situation up there for Lisa, which would, you know, lower our taxes, you know, quietly. Don't say anything about what you're doing. And make a little place up there. When I think about it, that's a pretty good idea. It's just down a really short dirt road. And then I guess it really wouldn't matter about the point to point to the house, because it'd be like, we're getting rid of the house. Get a little house for Lisa and I, and little house for Matt, so he can kind of have his own, he can finally have his own place, take care of things how he would like to take care of, as independent as he can be. That'd be a heck of a thing. Oh, so, anyway, I don't really have anything else to talk about. Sitting here thinking about all the possibilities, and I like it. You know, usually the more you look at something, the more you decide you shouldn't do it. When the more I look at, the more I decide that I should do it, it would be a good thing. That's interesting to me. See, I don't want to be a landlord, you know. I want to do like owner finance. That's always how I like to do it, because that way you're being paid over a long period for something. And I like that. That's a really good situation to have. We had that on our other house, although those people really wanted to pay it off quickly. So they only took out a 10-year loan, and, you know, we gave them a really good interest rate. Well, you know, the going interest rate was probably about 3, and we sold it to them for about 7% interest on the loan. And I found that to be really good. So I think I would owner finance, sell it pretty cheap. But, well, you know, not too cheap, but I'd mostly be making the money off of the interest payments from it. And either we could sock that away, or, you know, we come in for the next 30 years, you'd be getting money out of that, putting it aside, doing all that. So you'd have to put aside some for paying the tax on the money coming in. That's always the tricky part. Anyway, so there's a possibility. So yeah, I would put up my these guys are already out there working, doing some road grading, it looks like, almost. Is that a road that could go to an alternate road that could go to, like, Grady? So anyway, yeah, I am here really early. It's almost just, I'll be getting to the base at about 7 o'clock. Here. I need to. I won't worry about that. Plus, it smells good. It hurts to have a citrusy smell in your life. Oranges. Lemons aren't as good. Oranges smell much better. Fan of oranges. Anyway, so I like it. Get one of those tiny sheds, turn it into our house. And Matt could have a separate one. We get a lot of sun here in New Mexico. So is it a good situation? You go, yeah. Excellent for solar. Anyway, yeah. So it's my brother's birthday. This is the big thing. September 30th. 2024, and unless something really comes up that's glaring, I will do further investigation. On the way out, I'll go by, and I'll go ahead and drive in this time, and see what presents itself for access. Further back, there's this, it looks like it's a pretty level spot, or at least I don't need it to be level, because I would do kind of pole building on it as opposed to anything else. I need to put a little hitch on this on this vehicle, maybe. Got a little more power than the Sandy. And haul a little trailer behind this so we can haul things. Haul equipment. Or borrow one from my friend. I've got friends, I need to use them more. But I don't really want them to get wrapped up in where I am and what I do. Okay. Oops. Yeah, some stuff. Okay. I'm just talking. Talk to you later. Bye.